Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 3 of the School Technology Podcast. My name is Brad Flickinger, and I'm coming to you live today out on the road. So it's just me, my MacBook with GarageBand, and my little pinhole microphone on the front of it. So I apologize if the audio isn't as crisp as clean as my home studio, but let's get this podcast out regardless. All right, let's get right into it. Today, I want to talk more about PODs, or personally owned devices in schools. I got a lot of emails about this when I blogged on it this last week. A lot of for, a lot of against, and so let's just really get into that. Okay, what are they? Well, PODs, or personally owned devices, are those things that our students own. You've got to remember that students usually have better technology at home than we do at school or that we have in our schools. So we need to stop with the idea of keeping PODs out of our schools. And it's my opinion that we should embrace the idea and open up our schools to allow this to happen. So let's maybe take a look at some of the criticisms about this and how we answer those type of things. Okay, first off, there are just so many formats out there. Well, I mean, come on. If I can walk into a local or a national brand of a hotel and sit in their lobby and log into the internet with whatever device I have, surely we can do that in our schools. And I know that there's a lot of argument, well, what about authentication and filtering? Well, no, we still filter the internet to them, but we don't need to authenticate who they are because the trick is don't let them on to the internal network of the school district, okay? You can let them out on the internet out there in the world, the World Wide Web, that's fine, but don't let them into the intranet, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So they don't need to get on the school server or any of those things like that. And the best way I've seen it work are like those hotels where you sit down, you open up a browser, and it pops up and says, hey, you're about to use the blah, blah, blah hotel internet. You need to agree to these terms or don't use it at all. And of course, you could have all the liability things that the lawyers of your school districts could write up, and they could just click on the agree, and they could just start surfing the web. Because honestly, these students are keeping everything out in the cloud. Now, I mean, it's their music is kept out in the cloud. Their files are kept out with like Google Docs and those type of things. Everything is kept out in the cloud. They don't need to access the school server for anything. And that's the reality of what it is right now. All right, so many platforms. We've got that. What are PODs? Well, they're netbooks and all the varieties they come in, laptops and all those varieties, Macs and PCs. There are also the iPod Touches that have Wi-Fi capabilities. They have the internet on them, and they can be able to surf the internet. We have also the new iPads that have 3G capabilities, so they don't really need the school's network, but most students are buying the Wi-Fi model, so they need to get into the Wi-Fi. And so that's what we're talking about, are all these type of devices that use Wi-Fi to get on the internet. And they're very valuable to our students so that we can, I guess, alleviate the pressure on us as schools to have to buy more and more technology every year. Why don't we instead just open it up and say, you know what, bring your own technology. I mean, my kids both go to high school, and they have to buy very expensive Texas Instrument graphing calculators to be able to do the math classes that they take. And these calculators cost $150, $200. Well, I don't think it's asking too much of our high school students that if they want to, they can buy a $200 or $300 netbook or iPad or iPod Touch or whatever it might be and bring it to school. Now, what about the liability of like lost and stolen and those type of things? Well, these things are already coming to school. They're just staying in the backpacks. And I think it's something that parents and students must know, that the school has no responsibility for them. That you lose it, stole it, get it stolen, get it stepped on, break it, whatever, it's the responsibility of those people bringing it to school. There are also the ideas of, well, and I blogged about this, what if little Timmy does something bad on their computer at home? Let's say they look up how to make a bomb at home, and then they bring that in on their personally owned device to school, and now it's breaking the rules of school. Well, that's something that you just do on a case-by-case basis, and they say, well, no, Timmy did it while he's at home. Yeah, but that's what you write into these personally owned devices, that they are responsible for the content of what they keep on there when they bring it into the school building. Now, they're responsible for their own licenses. So if they want to have a certain application on there and they've paid for it and they bought it and they installed it, that's fine. They can have it. They have every right to do it. No different than me going to a hotel room, you know, that I have all those things on my computer. But if you do something bad with it at home, you cannot bring and distribute or display that at school. So I don't think it's necessarily going and searching people's hard drives to see any naughty pictures or if they've been looking at plans for bombs or anything. I think it's a matter of just saying that you cannot distribute or display or any of this on your personally owned devices, that it's just not appropriate to do in a building. So, you know, really, I think we just need to start thinking a little clearer about what this could mean to us in the long run and quit kind of cutting off our nose despite our face when it comes to personally owned devices. And this will really work out. And I think that it's just a matter of taking a new step with the district lawyers and saying, we want to be able to go forward with this. It's going to save the district millions of dollars as far as not having to buy the technology for our students to use in the building. So it could work out great. So there are my ramblings. And I guess I hope they're a little more clear than my blog posts about personally owned devices, pros and cons. And of course, you're always hearing just the pros part of it coming from me. So, hey, I'm going to pack this all up, send it off to get it on the internet so that you can listen to this. And once again, my name is Brad Flickinger with schooltechnology.org. And this is the School Technology Podcast.